In this episode of Negative Modifier, we'll be playing the game Delta Green. Delta Green by Design tackles various mature themes that may be uncomfortable or triggering for listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hey, it's Charlie, Negative Modifier's Game Master. First off, thank you for giving us a listen. As always, expect something horrible to happen to the players. If you're a fan, support us by leaving a review on iTunes. And if you hate the show, consider doing it anyway and enjoying the fact that you've inflicted us on someone else. For the most up-to-date news on the podcast, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And with that... Alright, so I will say that right off the bat, researching Orbita Beyond, hey, it's kind of strange it's on these physical listings, but not on these digital listings. That's a dead end for now. Researching Freenet Collective, that gets you not much, a little bit kind of history of what Freenet Collective was. They were kind of early. They were one of the earliest organizations involved in the whole idea of getting people everywhere access to the internet. They were kind of early adapters to the whole like public Wi-Fi aspects of things in the very early days of that. But they also probably just seems to have kind of up and vanished. They were a hacktivist collective, as best you can piece together based on kind of zine articles that exist online. It's strange, though. Their website still exists, but it just takes you to a blank page with that kind of same slightly stylized squid logo from the flyer you found.
Is there anything, if we were to like inspect the elements of the page?
Very, very basic late 90s, early 2000s HTML coding. Like nothing hidden there. A black website with that logo there in white.
Gotcha.
Are there any kind of social media images from the FNC meetup at Bollywick Park? Like, do they have a name an organizer? Does it name, like, any kind of staff or anything else like that? Are there images from the events and stuff?
On any of the park media you can find, there's nothing kind of references directly that the FNC meetup happened. The website doesn't have anything except just black background, white logo on it. Yeah, you're not finding anything about the event itself. Mm-hmm. Online or kind of via records. It did say it was the annual FNC meetup, but beyond that, nothing.
Does it state when the FNC was established?
It has nothing about the FNC. It just mentions that the event happened. It happened about 2 weeks ago, and that happened in Follywood Park.
So the FNC is a bit of a ghost group. There's no start date. There's no kind of evidence that they even meet up. If they're a free net, I guess the Freenet Collective are just hackers and shit. I guess that's probably their MO not to really be traced. Does anyone have any kind of history with being like hackers or no? Foxtrot, do you know any kind of intelligence or intelligence practices against hackers, I guess?
It's NSA's wheelhouse. It's not really mine. I shoot things.
I mean, if they were serial arsonists, they'd be able to kind of figure that out, but I got nothing. Lawrence?
Sorry, what are you asking?
I'm trying to get into the heads of, I guess, like these hackers and whatnot, trying to find any kind of information beyond just the fact that we missed one of their meetups. There's no posted leaders or there's no posted names associated with it. There's no images of them actually having these annual meetups and stuff.
Yeah, it's probably because they don't meet physically.
So I was going to say, Florence would find it strange that a hacktivist group meets IRL in a park of all places.
Yeah, they're probably not meeting for real. They're probably meeting off of an access point there.
So are we looking for like a physical substation or some sort of internet LAN gateway code associated with Follywood Park?
Potentially. I'm not exactly sure, but I highly doubt that they meet in person.
Okay. Why a park?
I don't know.
Can I look into the history of Follywood Park or any kind of...
It's a real park located near the town.
Okay.
It even has reservation services for its kind of amenities, like nicer picnic areas, like grills and whatnot.
Well, I guess it must meet some kind of code then, but we're not really locals, so we can't really pick out the specifics. Maybe if visiting the actual place will give us some... Are we done at the library?
I mean, we can come back later if we need to. Go out to Follywood Park, probably see if there's any... weird Wi-Fi is out there.
All right.
So if we're looking for access points, that means we're going to be messing around with some technology real quick. You guys okay with that?
We might have to, but for now we should just scout out. Maybe drive around, see if there's any of that weird graffiti.
You think they would have it hidden, like one of those things like a cell phone tower? Not too familiar with it, but what if they have like a fake whatever access point thing at the park they're meeting up at?
Only one way to find out.
All right. So I guess we'll head over to the park.
Yeah.
As you're driving by, kind of scoping the area initially from a parking lot situation, Hollylook Park is not an obvious choice for, honestly, anything involving technology. It's a nice enough park. The more organized kind of parts of it are well maintained, but it's a lot of very clear sight lines from parking lots. Like, there's no hidden areas to any of this. There's no obvious spots where you could hide a pineapple or some type of rebroadcaster of some kind. Like, it is a nice middle of nowhere Virginia park. It's not even clear where you can get easy power to power device here necessarily. Like, it's just a park. It's got some areas you could reserve to do something with families or have birthdays of some kind. It's got a jungle gym for kids. It's got some wide open space. It kind of runs up against some woods. On kind of first just observation of this as you're kind of driving into the parking lot, a very normal, very open park.
So we pull up and I just want to get a general just search around initially and see if there's anything that stands out of the ordinary just from the car before we even get out.
Yeah. Based on your military science background, surveilling here would be a nightmare. Like, the chances of you being able to kind of, with good sight lines, keep an eye on anything happening in the park without being seen by someone in the park is almost zero. Like, this park is a surveillance nightmare. You can see any viable approach from more or less anywhere in the park. Obviously, there are some kind of bad spots because something would be in the way. If you like were to set up at any of the reservable kind of camping areas or tables or anything like that, no one could sneak up on you if you had just kind of a little bit of practice with it.
So I look over at the other two and say, so this is a pretty wide open. Let's get up and walk around. Get some fresh air on you, Firestarter.
Yeah. Fresh air could do some good. Don't feel any kind of bubble gut or anything like that. So I'm doing better. I kind of throw a thumbs up, have a weird little grin. I'll keep my eyes peeled. I want to look around the park to see if there's any kind of hidden markers. I guess that's kind of a hard thing to say, but you know how, like...
I get what you mean. Give me a search as you're kind of looking around.
I'm going to look around for some symbols of thieves' cant. 16 out of 61% success for search.
So you find kind of the typical park graffiti. Some teenagers have scratched a variety of obscenities and words into pavement, into kind of various wood objects. A bunch of the tables have just kind of so-and-so plus so-and-so scratched inside of them. One of the tables does, again, have the squid logo on it, but again, you're not finding anything that kind of leaps out at you as kind of like a QR code or something you could use to find the next clue of some kind. Nothing here is necessarily redirecting you to another place. The fact that you even found the kind of squid logo, it's an older scratching, like it's maybe whoever held the meetup put the logo there. But again, it's not the same logo you saw in the house or the one you kind of encountered in Philadelphia. It's the same kind of grungy version of it from the flyer you found.
Ooh, cool. Is Foxtrot and Florence close to me, or am I just kind of meandering on my own some?
What were you two doing while he was kind of looking around for hidden messages?
I was going in another direction, like, I guess, just to kind of cover more ground, kind of looking for the same thing, but just not close to him, kind of going to another spot, but still enough in my eyeline or a sight line that I can see him.
Sure.
Florence is looking around. They're probably actually walking around the park, not in the park, looking to see if there's like any visible access points here, maybe a cell tower somewhere nearby. Just checking out the area around the park.
Yeah, a couple access roads probably used by like park maintenance or something. But beyond that, yeah, the squid logo is the only kind of interesting thing you find aside for a couple signs kind of advertising like park services and reservations and whatnot. It's a pretty bare bones park. Like, it's not a bad park by any measure, but it's just kind of park.
I kind of do a little finger whistle, hoping that'll get to Foxtrot and Florence.
Florence hears it. They'll go.
Yeah, and just because I was concerned, I kind of don't walk, but a little quick jog over there.
I'm standing on top of the table, and I guess I'm like trying to surveil anything else out. I'm like looking around the park area, trying to see like if there's any kind of thing that like sticks out to me or some of that.
Sure. Yeah, give me a search.
87% out of 61% failure.
Not seeing anything.
Fuck. I just look like a damn fool standing up at this table. Hey, found something. I yell out as the two start getting closer.
What you got?
I think I found their exact meat spot, or just at least someone was here bored. Got little, and I kind of click my boot, kind of where the stylized eye symbol was on the table. Found a little graffiti of the eye symbol, trying to see if there's anything else around that kind of catches my attention. Figured to give myself at least a little bit of a height advantage. Actually, I don't think I checked underneath the table. Is there anything else underneath the table?
Nah.
No? So yeah, I guess they were actually physically meeting up here. Why the hell would hackers come by to an open air place to meet up? I pull out the flyer again. Does it say anything about like a time to meet up, or does it just say the date?
This is the date.
The logo that he found, is it painted onto the table, or where is it located at specifically?
It's kind of scratched into the table at one spot. It's not like a big logo. It's just kind of like someone's board doodlings on one of the edges or something along those lines.
Okay. So from that table, I want to search and see if there's any, like, you know how some parks have like little mini sheds that the either park rangers have for like supplies or things like that? Is there any of those nearby?
Yeah.
There are?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the closest one to the table?
Probably one at the edge of the parking lot, I guess, like, or the one that'd be used to kind of maintenance the picnicking area.
Okay. If that's the closest one, I'd like to go over there and check that out.
All right. It is locked with a simple kind of padlock with a key slot on it.
Hmm. Any windows, or is it just like a...
It's a shed.
Just a shed with a door?
It's a storage shed.
Okay. Let's see. How strong does this door look?
I mean, you would know that the lock is probably the weak point of the entire system. Like, a good rock will break most padlocks.
Okay. So I want to do another search and see if there's anybody nearby, or anybody basically within eyesight where I'm at, other than like the, you know, Florence and Firestarter.
I mean, there's other people in the park, but they're not really paying much attention to you.
And I'm going to go ahead and grab a rock and break the lock open.
All right, give me a strength check.
54 out of 55 success.
Just under the nose.
Call it a practiced maneuver for you. Like, this is something you've probably done hundreds of times before in your day job, if you will. Just kind of get it back, kind of slam it down the top in that right spot, and it pops open. And yeah, it's unlocked, or more, it's smashed open. But
I take the lock off, and I'm going to go ahead and open the door and see what's inside.
It's about what you'd expect for a supply shed for a park. It's got a collection of replacement trash bags, some cleaning supplies, looks like some mowing gear, some eye protection, a box of sunscreen. Nothing super out of the ordinary. Some hoses, some just kind of general cleaning solution for cement, some paint touch-up gear.
Damn. No interesting markings in there or anything that stands out of place, like, for example, an access point?
Nah.
Nothing? Okay. Go ahead and exit and close the door.
Also, you're not even sure if the shed has power or not.
Oh, even better. Okay. Once I'm done with that one, I'm going to go to the next one.
All right.
And basically repeat the same thing.
Yeah, give me another strength check.
Okay. 59 out of 55 failure on this one.
Yeah, so this one doesn't go quite as well. You have to do a couple swings on it. Definitely makes some noise. Mm-hmm. As part of this, you attract a little bit of attention to yourself, but you do get it open. It's a rock versus a lock. It goes relatively quickly at that point, but you do get the sense that at least a couple people noticed you this time smashing this lock.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to quickly glance inside and see if there's anything in this particular shed slash, little spot for the park people would be.
Yeah, same deal as the previous one. Just kind of general maintenance and cleaning supplies. This one appears to be more dedicated to volunteer cleanup stuff. It's got a bunch of those sticks you use to pick up garbage, some cheap work gloves, some of those protective vests people put on to make themselves high vis, a bunch of glasses, one kind of ridiculously large brim hat someone might wear if they're worried about the sun. Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary. Again, you're not even sure this place has power.
I'm gonna just close up shop and walk right back over to the group.
Sure.
And basically say, yeah, nothing in these like sheds. So if there is some sort of secret access point, it's not in those sheds.
Well, we're in the sheds.
That's about what you would expect. Cleaning supplies, volunteer stuff, a big hat in one of them.
Wait, volunteers? They have those little eye visibility vests and shit?
Yep.
I head over to that shed. I kind of like whip inside real quick, and I'm gonna nab those high-vis vests.
Okay.
So, weird thing about this. You could throw one of these on and you could just go ahead and excuse yourself for being in any kind of weird portion. Just pretend that you're part of a gas company or anything else like that. We used to get calls all the time about people breaking into homes and whatnot, pretending to be people from the gas company that are trying to check gas stuff, whatever have you, and whatnot. And I think this could be useful for us.
Not a bad idea.
Anyway, I shove that in my jacket or whatever kind of clothing I have. I'm stealing the high-vis vests.
Sure.
They're not marked, are they? They're not saying, like, property of...
Nah, they're not even that fancy. They're just kind of ones you could grab from a hardware store or something.
Well, that's $21 that we don't have to spend for these.
Well, good thing. You're on a low budget of $10,000 or something.
Gotta be frugal.
So is there anywhere in this park that anyone seems to be, like, particularly ignoring?
No.
Did Tranche, in the supply she left us, did she leave us any phones?
Yeah, you probably got a fresh set of burners for this.
Are they old tech? Can't connect to Wi-Fi?
Yeah, they're flip phones. Okay. The finest LG razors.
Firestar's going to pull out his flask. He's going to spit on it and just kind of grab his shirt and just kind of wipe down the side of it. Because it's like one of those stainless steel, whatever the heck, flasks. And he's going to look... How decent of a reflection is this? Because I'm going to see if I can just kind
of... For the purposes of what you're trying to do, it is more than adequate. There's nothing weird going on with it. I like the idea, though.
Okay, wait, what a throwback. I like it.
Cool. Just because Firestarter's going to spit on it, kind of polish it up real quick, and just take a quick scope around the park. Yeah, it's a park. There's nothing to be not seen, I guess, around here. But a little pocket mirror.
You found one of the symbols, right?
Yeah. It's on this desk, or it's been kind of scratched in here. Why?
Didn't feel like you're being watched or anything?
After she says that, I want to roll an alertness check.
Yep, alertness check on that one.
84 out of 73 failure.
Truth be told, Florence, whatever you gave me, I don't really feel a lot of stuff right now other than that I'm functioning.
Florence is just going to place her hand on top of the symbol.
Yeah, no jolt. No one's observing you. Again, it would be very hard to observe someone without, like, drones or satellites or something really nefarious to observe someone in this park. Now that you've kind of knocked around here some, Foxtrot, give me a military science check on this.
Hey, 30 out of 50 success.
Now that you spend a lot of time kind of standing here and just kind of walking around and looking around, it sure feels like someone would pick this park for specifically the reasons that you're observing. Observation would be really hard. Like, if you were trying to have a meetup of people and have them hard to surveil or watch or even track necessarily, this would not be a bad park to have that happen at. At the same time, like, surveilling but not being covert about it, that would be quite possible. But, like, conducting hidden surveillance would be very hard here.
Hmm.
Like, if you were to have a meetup with, like, I don't know, a dead drop or something, this might not be a bad place to do that.
I look over at the group and say, we should probably come back here at night. Seems like a very kind of, considering the layout and everything, like a perfect spot for somewhere to just kind of blend into the scenery and not really be noticed. During the day, I mean, there's daylight, but at night, this might be somewhere that's very, very obscured for interesting means, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm a little confused as to why it would be. I mean, like, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, I feel like it would just be the same thing that we're doing dark.
Well, we're not going to be walking around the park. We're going to be looking around a little bit, but.
Okay.
I mean, what else do we have at this point?
Well, part of me wants to see if there's any kind of way to contact the FNC, at least a representative from the FNC.
That's not how those kinds of things work.
Well, yeah, but, like, there's got to be some... They had shit just posted on the library. Like...
How old did that paper seem? Was it, like, weathered, or...?
I pull it out of my jacket pocket. I kind of folded it up a little bit, but otherwise... Looking at the paper, how... The flyer date was, like, what? Two weeks ago, you said?
Yeah, it's recent-ish. Like, it's not old.
It's pretty... I don't know, recent, I guess, if you could say that. So, but it's just printer paper. It's not like some fancy, like, cardstock or anything.
It's probably, like, there's probably something on their website that's hidden in their logo somewhere. A link, maybe. You know, a while back when people were doing all those like Bitcoin mines and whatnot, and then giving away Bitcoin, and then you had to do these really complicated, they call like puzzles. That's not like an uncommon thing for people to do in activist organizations like this, because they want to see if, you know, you have the skills and observations to really track them down.
That sounds like some heavy cryptography, and that's not something that was taught to me in fire science. I'm able to navigate myself away to finding out where the next rave is going to be in LA, but when it comes to some advanced shit like this, like, I buy my drugs from the dude who sells drugs at the bar. I don't know how to do this dark web shit.
Well, let's take a walk around this meeting area, see if anyone dropped a thumb drive or something, and then we can get out of here.
Honestly, that's probably like a good idea. Well, I kind of look the most haggard out of all of us, so no one's really going to be questioning whether or not I'm digging through the trash, but I'm going to go dig through the trash.
All right.
All right, so I'll go dig through some trash?
I'm going to dig through some trash.
All right. We're getting kind of into the late afternoon at this point. Kind of as you're starting to wrap up the leave, someone in a car marked Park Services pulls up and kind of yells at Firestarter, who's going through the trash. He's like, hey, get away from that. That's unsanitary. I've noticed the sheds have been bashed open. Ah, son of a bitch, teenagers. You three, did you see what happened by any chance?
Huh? No. What?
The sheds, they got bashed open. Looks like it's relatively recent. They didn't steal anything this time, thank God. You see any teenagers here that may have done this?
I mean, possibly. I just wasn't really paying attention to any of the teenager stuff. I was just kind of enjoying the park. Sorry.
That's fair. It's kind of hard for them to break into. Maybe someone just forgot to lock it correctly. I don't fucking know.
Hey, you know about the people who meet up here like once a year? I think they're called the FMC.
Guy kind of cocks an eyebrow at you. How the fuck do you know about the FNC meetup? Wait, are you actually here for that thing?
We're a little late.
Yeah, I think by like 2 weeks or something. Holy crap. Someone actually showed up for it.
People not usually show up?
It's the damnedest thing. Every year, same date, this one dude reserves the entire kind of gestures around this entire area for an event. We sometimes send someone down just to kind of pays for it, sets the entire thing up, rents the entire thing out. Like, we see a private party. And best we can tell, he's the only guy that shows up. Shows up at like 7 a.m. in the morning, just hangs out to like, I don't know, 8, 9 o'clock at night, and then just goes home. Looks sad every goddamn year. Holy crap, someone actually showed up for it for a change. Are you also like hacker types? Like, he's more than happy to talk about like what they were up to, I guess. Like, they're just kind of they were a hacktivist group. I guess there was some like, he's just trying to find former members. I guess there was some like big falling out or something. He's trying to find the past members to catch up with them, I guess. I don't know. Like, holy crap.
Yeah, we're kind of looking into old school hacktivist, you know, groups. Do you have any way to get a hold of him?
I mean, if you went by the, like, if you went by Park Services down by City Hall, you could maybe track the guy down. I'm not sure we can give you his name necessarily, but he's on all the forms. It's, it's a strange last name. It sounds like a gum or something like that. You'd have to go by and get that, though. But yeah, no, same guy every year, exact same date, shows up, older kind of hippie looking dude at this point, going gray pretty quick. Holy crap, someone showed up for the FNC meetup. Damn.
His name Orbita?
Nah, not Orbita. That's not a last name.
How long has he been doing this?
Guy strokes his chin a little bit. I've been with Park Services for over a decade at this point. God, I think going back 20 years at least.
We'll head over to Park Services. What's your name? And tell them that you sent us their way.
Matthew Schultz.
Well, hey, thanks for the info, Matthew. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sure the old dude will be super happy people actually showed up for a change. He always just seems so sad and defeated as part of it. It's just kind of depressing. Pays, though, and shows up and cleans up after himself. The year he had balloons was the most depressing of all of them. Like, deck the entire place out in balloons, real bright colors and stuff, and just gave them all the way to a bunch of kids at the end. Like, you could just see the man was dying a little bit inside from all of it. Like, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Schultz.
Yeah, no problem. Damn, someone showed up actually for the FNC meetup.
Well, hey, if anything, we're glad to make somebody's day, huh? You have a good night. And I extend my hand out to thank him.
Yeah, shakes her hand. He goes about trying to replace the locks on the sheds kind of thing. Like, he's got park ranger stuff to do.
Well, I basically head straight to the van.
Lawrence will follow at a slower pace.
Sure.
I put the trash can lid back on the thing and I start heading out. I can't believe he shook my hand after he saw me digging through the trash.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Huh. Speaking of which, wash your hands.
For real.
Yeah, I know. Any of you have hand sanitizer?
Yeah, Florence pulls out a little like personal hand sanitizer thing out of her pocket.
Please and thank you.
She doesn't let you touch the bottle. She'll squirt it into your hand, though.
Never forget Florence is a germaphobe.
Some Florence-ass Florencing right there.
I thoroughly spread the hand sanitizer around my hands. I guess I'll sit in the back of this.
All right, so what time of day is it? Do we still have enough time to head over to Park Services? Or
nah, it's getting late at this point. Probably part of the reason the Park Services guy showed up was someone may have called in. There was a strange man going through garbage at the park or something like that. Park Services is probably primarily closed at this point. He only probably showed up because there's a crazed homeless guy going through the dumpsters here. Maybe send someone over so they don't hurt themselves or something.
Hmm.
Did I find anything in the dumpster while I was digging through?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess we'll head back to the motel since it's relatively late and they'll be closed.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like doing a break-in, so I'm going to head over to the motel.
I mean, a break-in might not be the worst idea.
Well, we can discuss it at the motel at least, and that way if we are, we can get our gear.
Yeah, we don't really have any kind of weird aliases to kind of back up on. I didn't keep any of my FBI badges or anything else like that for previous stuff. Unless, did Trunch give us anything else outside of, like, the layer of junk and all the fun stuff? Did she give us any kind of, like, weird credential shit?
At this time, no.
Also, what, like, official government agency would break into another office? They would just ask for access.
Let alone a local government office.
Yeah.
I don't know. A rival local government office? Some parks and rec stuff? Who knows? But yeah, I need to get properly washed up. I'm covered in park food.
All right, well, then, yeah, I drive us back to the motel.
All right. Anything else special that night, or...
Does the main lobby of the motel have, like, one of those, like, city maps kind of thing?
Yeah, that's probably a thing you can get there if you want. What are you trying to use it for?
Basically want to do a little bit of military science land and use the map to figure out kind of, like, what the area is, location, everything kind of looks out of the ordinary as far as, like, I guess, structural design for this office. Probably a little bit of extra over-the-topness, but I just generally want to know where Park Services is over at City Hall.
That's easy enough to find, yeah. Because it has to have access to the public, it's one of the ground floor offices. You can find that on... That wouldn't have to be on a map necessarily either. You'd probably have to go there to find that out, but I'll hand wave that one, yeah.
Yeah, at this point, I just kind of look over the team and say, well, who knows what we're going to run into tomorrow, so today was a relatively calm Delta Green day, I guess. We can try to get some sleep, like actual sleep.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my best on that.
Lawrence, how are you doing?
What?
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you should probably get some rest too.
Okay.
At this point, I mean, I'm going to get a knockout so we can head over nice and early as soon as the office opens.
Yeah, sure. Makes sense. Everyone give me sand checks again.
No.
Well, let me rephrase. I guess before you kind of all go to bed, anything special happening that night?
I don't have anything special.
With my research and everything else like that, did I come across any kind of like maps or whatever have you? In regards to like cable layouts or anything else like that through the city?
I mean, kind of like you could probably find the utility map, and that's a thing that they're all over the place. If there's cable runs everywhere, that power has to happen for a city and stuff like that. So what are you looking for exactly on that map?
I wanted to compare the city map with some of the cable layout maps, see if there's any kind of like major intersections or hub junctions or anything else like that.
I mean, there's several. That's normal for a city.
Okay, but do they kind of correspond with any points of interest on the city map?
Not necessarily.
Anything near Folly Lick?
Nothing under the park, no, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
About. Yeah.
Okay.
Did we ever find anything about like businesses that were really closely connected to like the like a data center or a server farm area that was near or really close to the big junction lines for the cabling? Did we ever find that in the research?
You found some stuff about that, but like I said, given the proximity to Washington, D.C., that stuff's got to be a little bit more hard to come by.
Gotcha.
With the companies that kind of had all those intersections and stuff, when we did the comparative notes of online businesses and physical record businesses, the main thing that kind of stuck out was Orbita. So Orbita is kind of our lead, I guess, company at this point, especially with Florence's name dropping that, but the dude didn't even know about it. But then again, he's just a park ranger, so.
Sorry, did you need something? You said my name.
No, I was just saying that you had name dropped Orbita, the park ranger.
Right. Yeah, sorry.
Florence, are you okay? You seem kind of out of it.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You okay? So, some of my I'm kind of recognizing this behavior because you kind of sound like some of my old coworkers when shit went sideways with some of the fire rescues. Like we've seen some shit, and we're kind of at that place where we can kind of be a little bit more transparent with each other. But you're kind of giving me the vibes that you are not being as open to us as you have been before. Is there anything that we can do to help you out? Or do you just need some space?
I'm fine. We'll get the job done. Okay. I'm not keeping anything from you or lying to you guys. I'm fine.
I kind of throw a quick side eye to Foxtrot.
I look and I nod.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go step outside and just kind of, I guess, around. Just get some more air before I try to go back to sleep. But otherwise, just get some rest. Make sure you're eating. We haven't really been taking care of ourselves all too well, especially with the past couple days. So, yeah, let's step outside. I take a swig from my flask as I kind of survey the area outside.
All right.
Florence is going to dig through the bag of, like, medical supplies until she finds a bottle of pills and, like, uncap them and take two tablets and then go lay down.
All right. As everyone goes to sleep, give me sand checks.
20 out of 65 success.
Oh, boy.
Early, why are you putting Firestarter through this hell gauntlet?
79 out of 30 success, or fail, sorry.
73 out of 28% failure.
Yeah, so maybe it's starting to weigh on you some. Like, this is, what's the right phrase? Even if you do manage to pull this off, even if you do succeed at this, what's the point of all of this? This is just one of the many kind of ridiculous things you've had to deal with as part of Delta Green. You've both watched your lives dissolve around you. You've both kind of seen just how absolutely monstrous the world can be, not even including the monsters occasionally. One of you have seen a cannibal cult. One of you has worked with T-Cell and the kind of various depravities of human behavior that goes along with that. Honestly, what's the point of any of this? Like, you're gonna stop a monster, you're gonna shut down some weird techno cult thing or something. Okay, maybe something else will take its place. You both are gonna take 1 point of sand damage and get to tick 1 point into helplessness as part of this.
Question for you: is there any way I could, like, even though that I that whole thought process went through my head, is there any way to kind of, like, use the mentality that I've had when it comes to, like, hey, but still the mission is important to get completed, to kind of, like, build a resolve? Or no?
I mean, you can offload that sand damage onto any bonds you have left, but I think all the bonds you have left are Delta Green bonds, but
yeah,
there's a certain amount of sense that you can offload to those.
Yeah, but that, for one sand damage, I think I'll just take a hit.
Yeah, it's just one sand damage.
Don't say it like that.
It's the weight of the investigation just kind of pressing down on you.
That was so, like, casually evil. You were like, it's just one sand damage. What's the worst that it could be?
I mean, it's just one sand damage.
The last time I tried to be like, it's just one sand damage, my character died.
Right? I don't like this.
But because I'm just a spicy person, I'm just going to go ahead and attempt to offload that sand damage onto my bond with...
I mean, you're gonna successfully offload. Like, it's just, you're gonna offload no matter what. It's only 1 point of sand damage.
I know, but roll, I'm willpower. Also,
yeah, see, I didn't want to roll the willpower.
See, here's the thing, I'm just angrily drinking right now, and it's because, sure, of Florence. So, oh, Jesus Christ,
fuck.
So I take that, I save myself, I guess, from that sanity. No, yes, I take
that 1 point of sanity damage you don't take, and you don't get the helplessness tick, and you offload 1 point of sand damage onto your bottle of Florence, but you take 4 points away from your current willpower, which will replenish, assuming you get to sleep tonight.
But that flavor. Anyway.
I said assuming if you get to sleep.
I'm angrily drinking.
Sure. All right, so cool. So both of you, after this, are having a hard time sleeping. Like, this is keeping you up. Do you want to try and force yourselves to sleep? Like, it's got to be especially hard in Firestarter's case, because he's already kind of running on one night of having to stimulate himself down to sleep. You got to take something for you. Got to try and muscle through. So what's the plan on this one for both of you?
If I muscle through, am I rolling like a constitution kind of thing? Or
yeah, you'll just be at a minus the next day. You'll be taking caffeine pills because you slept badly the night before.
Okay, but if I try, I mean, if I force myself to go to sleep, is that what you mean by like force yourself to go to
sleep? Yeah, that's like drinking yourself to sleep or medicating yourself to sleep.
I don't have to take caffeine pills the next day though, right?
No.
Okay, well then I'm going to medicate.
All right. Are you going to do the same as well, Firestarter?
I will be drinking.
All right.
Because that medication fucked me up the next morning.
All right, so give me a constitution check.
Who?
Just Firestarter. Is Firestarter, give me a constitution check.
How did 92% out of 75% failure? God damn it.
Yeah, that alcoholism gets a little bit worse. It goes from functional to a much more severe addiction at this point.
Oh, no.
But bluntly, your alcoholic disorder worsens just a little bit given your overusage on this topic. But you do eventually get to sleep. You don't sleep well, but it's a full night of sleep, I guess. Yeah, so the next morning rolls around. Firestarter, you have continued to feed your addiction to alcohol, so that's managed to keep that going. You managed to get some sleep, not good sleep. Foxtrot, you're starting to feel the... What disorders do you have at this point? It's quite a cocktail, if I remember correctly.
Me specifically, I have paranoia and intermittent explosive disorder.
Yes, you probably feel those two kind of oddly compatible, but also kind of slightly opposing. You're angry at life. Like, you didn't sleep well last night. You got to sleep eventually, but kind of maybe you're a tad on edge. Florence seems a bit checked out at this point. Like, it's kind of annoying how well she's just dealing with all of this. Like, that's probably something. But yeah, off to the parks department for everyone.
If nobody wakes her up, Florence just sleeps in. She will not wake up until somebody wakes her up.
Fair enough.
You will see Firestarter on the ground in a rescue position, just breathing heavily, because he's just still drunk.
I'll wake up eventually, since I didn't... I guess I eventually went to sleep, so... But, yeah, I mean, I'll wake up eventually.
All right. Yeah, it's been a rough night.
I think I'll kind of wake up, and I'll try to get up, but I'll fall over as I just kind of stumble myself into the bathroom and just kind of slam the door shut. Not like on purpose, but just I don't have fine motor skills right now.
Sure. And it's that awkward, you're coming down, so you're starting to feel the kind of lack of alcohol in your system, but your brain still has the kind of residual poison stuff. You're not looking good at this. You're starting to rock that alcoholic's pallor. You're kind of, it's in the eyes as best you can tell. They got that kind of bloodshot, despite the fact you just woke up, look going on at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Firestarter is going to take the classic, I just woke up from a drunken night and I'm going to pee for 2 minutes straight.
Sure. And Florence is just asleep through all of this still.
Yeah.
That can't be good.
She dosed herself pretty hard last night.
Oh, that definitely can't be good. She give me a constitution check on that one.
Oh, boy. Sure.
73 out of 50 fail.
Yeah, she's not quite dependent on the drugs just yet, but the choice to medicate herself was probably not a great one. It's definitely kind of contributing to her extra sleep this morning, but
you hear the toilet flush, washing of hands, the door open, and I'm just kind of groggy, wiping my eyes. I have not cared to dry my hands. Oh god, what time is it?
Given kind of just the rough morning you've had, like if the goal is to leave at 8, it's probably closer to 9 by this point.
Oh shit. Okay, I'm up. Is Florence dead, John?
No, probably heavily medicated.
Jesus. That shit's gonna hurt your liver.
Can I do like a really face to the Firestarter for a second?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. That shit's gonna hit harder than alcohol. We've been drinking rotting cranes for centuries. This is some new synthetic shit.
I'm gonna try to get some air. Let me know when Florence finally comes to, or should we just wake her up?
We can try to wake her up.
I don't have fine motor skills right now, so I don't want to punch the good doctor.
You can go sit down. I got this.
Cool. I walk outside.
I walk over to Florence, and I kind of just like shake her lightly. Just like, Florence.
What time is it?
I look at my watch. What time is it, Charlie?
Probably close to 9 at this point.
Okay. So I look over at Florence and say, it's about 9 o'clock.
Okay. She'll like sit up and just stare at the wall for a minute, and then go over to one of the places we're keeping clothing and pull out some clothes and go into the bathroom and take a shower and get dressed. She'll come back out. She's dressed in much nicer than we normally are.
I look over at Florence and say, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Well, you're sure shit not acting like it.
We will get the job done. I'm not. Doctors aren't supposed to self. We're not supposed to diagnose ourselves. So I'm fine until I can go see a doc. Okay.
All right. So I start walking towards the van.
Florence will follow.
As you walk outside, you're going to see Firestarter just kind of leaning against the rail, drinking out of his flask. Ready to go?
Yep.
Cool. Are there sunglasses inside the van?
I think there are.
I'm gonna need those glasses. Let's head to City Hall. We got some information to shake out of some folks, it looks like.
I just start driving on over there.
Yeah. You get there, you navigate the building. It's, again, not that hard. It's designed to be accessible by the people. You reach the Parks Department eventually. There's a receptionist at the front desk. Can I help you today?
We spoke to Matthew Schultz last night. He said we could come down here. We were looking to see if we could possibly get some contact information for the man who does the FNC meetups at Folly Lake Park.
Oh, we don't really give that a type of information out. You know, it's kind of a privacy thing. But you said the FNC things, the Free Net Collective thing?
Yeah.
It's such a sad story. The guy reserves the park every year, and since we could tell, no one shows up. I thought about going down a couple times just so he wasn't alone, but a little bit off-putting, I guess.
We kind of want to talk to him about the FNC and their whole, what they were doing back in their heyday. Would you mind contacting him and seeing if it'd be okay?
We're late. I put the date down wrong in my calendar, and we were late.
Give me a persuade.
Any penalties?
I'll even give you a plus 20 on this one, because it's pretty low stakes.
Sick. Oh, fumbled that 100%. Did I just throw up?
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Oh, boy.
As you kind of lean in, just the blast of hot alcohol breath hits this woman, and she kind of gags. Her gagging makes you gag, and you kind of stumble off. And give me an athletics check to see if you make it to a trash can or not first.
97% out of 62%
you
failure.
You do not. Give me a luck roll.
18% success on that luck.
All right, so you kind of, at the last second, you managed to kind of like spin your body right and narrowly avoid just vomiting all over a security guard walking past. You're making a scene, though. You're kind of on one hand on the ground in the hallway outside the offices for this place, just dry heaving what's left in your system at this point. The receptionist is horrified. Florence, Foxtrot, what do you do?
How close are we to the entrance where it's like outside?
I mean, like the entrance to the building or the entrance to the offices?
Let's say the entrance to the outside.
Less than 100 yards, give or take.
Okay. I'll say, sorry about that, I'll be right back. And I'm going to pick up Firestarter and try to take him outside.
That's doable. Leaving Florence alone inside?
Just for a second, to just to get him out, and then I'll come back in.
Sure.
So I'll take him outside. Is there like a bench nearby I can leave him just to sit down for a second?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, so
as you're trying to escort me outside, I'm just going to be like, God damn it, use this time to steal the records. Steal the records.
Jesus fucking Christ, it was a diversion?
No, but just use it as one.
Oh, God.
And I just continue dry heaving.
All right, well, I'll just take him out real quick anyway, because I've already walked, escorted him outside. I'll come back in real quick.
Sure.
Sorry about that. He's not feeling too well.
By the time you come back in, this woman has kind of gotten a phone and she's called janitorial staff to come down and deal with the vomit in the hallway, as she put it. Florence, what were you doing when she stepped away to kind of make the phone call?
I'm not sneaky enough to steal records. So
is she currently already gone to make the phone call, or she's back?
She's making the phone call.
I'm going to see what I can just glean from, like, looking over her desk, any information that's in the open.
So there's a sign-in list for the offices, and there's also a kind of a binder for events, kind of signing out to various utilities throughout the area.
The security guard, did he follow Foxtrot out?
He's kind of standing there looking at the vomit, trying to kind of warn people that someone just threw up on the floor there.
I'm going to wait for her to be done.
Yeah, so as much as she comes back, I hope your friend is okay. Is he all right? I had an uncle like that.
Oh, God.
I have a question. How old is Firestarter?
I'm like 34.
Okay. And the information we know about this hacktivist group, when were they active?
90s, early 2000s, mid 2000s. You can't find much about them, just that they took up offices, that they took over the Orbita offices at one point.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of been a mess for a while now. We've been attempting to hunt down some of his older family members. The FNC was one of the last little connections we had. We thought the old man could give insight. He's kind of been hitting the bottle hard since.
I see. Give me another persuade.
89 out of 69 fail.
Yeah, we can't just give out that type of information. I wish I could help, though. It's so sad. The guy comes in every year, makes the reservations in person. It's the damnedest thing. He refuses to use the online system, though. It's only paperwork with him. Like, given the whole name, I assume he'd be some type of, like, old-school techie guy, but he's not. He's kind of one of those, like, hippie types.
Yeah. So, okay.
I walk back into the building.
Okay.
Just, God damn it, I can take care of myself.
The security guard kind of starts moving towards you slowly.
I'm fine. I'm fine. That was an accident. I'm fine. Take care of my goddamn self. Just, oh God, let me just, I can clean this up. I'm kind of like not walking. I'm kind of stumbling and not stumbling, but like just, you know how like angry walking.
No, I get it. Yeah. As Scott said, by the time you get about 2/3 way there, the security guards kind of intercept you, puts a hand on your shoulders like, buddy, you don't want to be here right now. Go back outside. You've made literally enough of a mess. No need to embarrass yourself further.
Embarrass myself? Come on. At least let me make it up. I can clean this up. I can do this.
We don't want you to. We just want you to leave right now. You can come back when you've collected yourself. You're obviously still, I'm not sure what the right word is, upset.
While this is going on, is the lady distracted by this happening?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
There's quite the scene going on.
I'd like to stealth and snatch the shit that has the records on it.
All right, see if you can. Yeah, give me a stealth check.
All right.
Can I help by, like, as I see him going for this, like, talking to the woman, like, profusely being like, I'm so sorry, and she's, like, pointing between, just making it extra confusing.
Yeah, no, like, maybe, like, knock something off her desk or something in that kind
yeah,
of
way. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool, yeah. I'll even give Foxtrot a plus 10 for a stealth check on this
one. I was just going to ask if I can add a, with the distraction. Okay, so plus 10?
Yeah.
All right. 84 out of 60 failure.
All right, so you get your hands on the book. The woman kind of, despite Florence's best efforts, kind of notices you do this. The security guard notices kind of her going, what are you doing? Kind of like out loud. Firestarter, he has a hand on you. I'm assuming you're kind of like, you're not quite wrestling. You're trying to like muscle past him. You've obviously been caught trying to grab this thing. But where does it go from there?
I'm going to say, fuck it, full send, grab the shit, and bolt out the door.
All right, give me an athletics check.
73 out of 60 failure. What is up with my rules today?
All right, so you grab it, you kind of like tuck it under an arm, you start running. You maybe slip a little bit onto the vomit in the hallway, so you don't quite get the speed you were hoping for, but you're taking off. Florence, what do you do in response to this?
In all this commotion, as all this happens, Florence is just going to walk out a side exit.
All right. So give me a stealth at plus 20 for this to see if you can kind of leave amongst the commotion.
78 out of 30 fail.
The security guard kind of notices you kind of like start to walk off. You didn't steal anything, though, so maybe they won't care type of thing. Firestarter, what do you do at this point? Foxtrot's running towards you. Florence is trying to kind of like nonchalant her way out of the room. You're kind of like at hand's reach with this security guard. What do you do?
Can I vomit on command?
You have nothing left in your system to do that.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to panic and run.
All right, give me athletics.
Here we go, baby. I fumbled that two fumbles in a row. I'm going to end it all.
All right, so you try and start running, but your heel hits your previous fumble and you just fall hard to the ground, taking 1 point of damage just by like cracking your head on the ground as you fall. You're on the ground, though. Security guard tries to go and grab for you. Doesn't quite get there. All right, back to the top for this, I suppose. Foxtrot, you're running still, I assume?
Yeah, my goal is to get out of the building.
All right, let's do the athletics check.
All right, don't fail me now. 90 out of 60? Failure!
All right, so you get to the front door, but the front door is closed. You kind of like hit the door in the way it doesn't open on you, unfortunately. Like you're at the front door. Your next turn, you should be able to escape at this point. Florence, you're kind of trying to nonchalant your way out of the building still.
I would imagine all attention at this point is on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Firestarter. Definitely.
Before I just step out of side exit, I'm going to pull a fire alarm.
All right, yeah. That's easy enough to do. So, yeah, you kind of managed to walk your way out. You pull the fire alarm, adding to the confusion. Firestarter, you're lying face down in a pool of your own sick from only a few minutes ago. Security guards trying to, like, grab you because there's obviously something wrong with you. What do you do?
I'm going to try to sweep the legs, I guess.
All right, give me unarmed combat.
Knock them off balance.
It's an unarmed combat.
42% success.
All right, so you from your position just knock the security guard over. He hits the ground hard. He's a security guard. He's not supposed to deal with this type of stuff. Voxer, you get to the front door. You make it outside. I'm assuming you keep running?
Yep.
All right, yeah, fire alarm's going off. Give me the athletics check to see if you kind of just hightailed away from this building.
80 out of 60 failure. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're hoofing it, but maybe not as fast as you want to be. You're kind of holding a binder. It's not elegant, I guess. Florence, you've managed to kind of successfully make your way out. What are you doing at this point? You kind of make your way back to the car to get it? You just trying to get as far away from the building as possible? What's the plan in your mind?
Florence is just going to walk around a corner, and once she's around the corner, she takes off her jacket and like tosses it into a nearby trash can and pulls out a beanie and puts it on and just walks down the street.
Sure. Makes a lot of sense. Firestarter, you are inside. You've just kicked the leg out from the security guard. What do you do?
I'm going to run.
All right, let's see athletics.
Get up and run. 5% success.
All right, so you kind of half stumble, half run, kind of half jump to your feet, and you just take off. And you're moving fast enough. The door hasn't even totally closed behind Foxtrot. He's left the building, so you managed to hit that door, and you're behind him. You kind of see him out a bit of a ways, kind of making his way across the parking lot as fast as you can. Florence, you've made it to some version of safety. Foxtrot, you're kind of crossing this parking lot. You go in for the car. You're just trying to get away from the building at this point. What are you doing?
I'm actually not going to go directly to the car. I'm going to try to, like, get some distance and then call them afterwards is kind of my plan.
Sure.
I don't want to just lead them directly to the van, so.
Give me an athletics check.
46 out of 60 success.
Yeah, you kind of recover. You find your stride. You guys you just take off running at this point. You successfully make it kind of out of the proximity. You're hearing fire alarms in the background, though. Like, it's the fire alarm was a good call. All right, last but not least, Firestarter. You see the Foxtrot pick up some speedies off. He's got the binder with him. What are you doing?
I see that he just shoots past the car, so I change my direction, and I'm going to run kind of not tailing Foxtrot, but like in another direction.
Sure.
And I'm just going to run.
All right. It's the athletics.
35% out of 63 success.
Yeah, so you also hightailed out at that point. You're a fireman. It makes sense. You're running. Two of you run for what feels like hours, but probably minutes. Florence, you kind of just find a spot to hole up that seems inconspicuous and just put some distance between you and the building. Eventually, yeah. The sounds of fire alarms kind of fade into the background sound of the city behind you. It's quite the commotion, though. You hear kind of various people talking about what the hell's happening over town hall. Like, it's a whole thing.
At some point during the commotion, I want to just loop back around and take the car.
All right, yeah, it's definitely possible. Yeah, it's in the parking lot. Easy enough to do with that, but you're also not the focus of all of this. But yeah, so probably after like 15 minutes or so, you swoop back and just grab the car, covertly make your way out of there, avoiding the fire department. And yeah, no, you have successfully grabbed the appointment book for this.
This is so fucking funny.
Why is it like when the real shit goes down, we're like heavy hitters, but when we're doing like lead up and investigation, it turns into a fucking like clumsy cop comedy. Just the roles were awful. God.
Because our real nemesis is bureaucracy.